Our podcast is brought to you by the team at Intuitive Finance Home Loans in Sandringham. Hit them up at www.intuitivefinance.com.au. They do their own podcast and advice about the interest rates and that. They're a great mob, great supporters of the Jock Reynolds fantasy footy community.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
Community, it's Jock Reynolds here. Thanks for tuning into another podcast. Round 13's gone, round 14's just around the corner, and I'm here as always with my great friends, Peter, Higo, Higginbottom.
Hello, Jock.
And the crouching one. How are you, son?
Welcome, Mr. Jock.
Another weekend down, another week closer to the Supercoach Fantasy Footy Finals, gentlemen. How are we feeling? How'd you go over the weekend?
My team kick ass.
I reckon, I had a look at your team, mate. I reckon you could be up around 400 by the end of the weekend.
Yes. I got deep. Ball deep.
Good on you, son. We're all right behind you. Here you go, mate. How have you been? Have you had a good week?
Not well, Jock.
What's your problem?
My team is in disarray. Thank you, Stephen Johnson. Thank you, Dane Beams.
Yeah, those boys can piss off. Fair dinkum.
Many stories of woe. It has been a terrible, terrible year.
Right, I was trying to pick ourselves up. Look, what I thought we'd do this week, gentlemen, is have a look through the lines at who are the best performing players across each line. Imagine you picked the perfect team, you had as much money in the world. We're going to go through, for instance, the forward line. Let's quickly whip through the six people who are the best performing six. And let's just do a bit of an analysis and a bit of synopsis. I want to do some synopsis on whether these players who
what
are...
What does synopsis mean?
It means you look at them and you decide whether they're going to be good or not. So we're going to go through the six best performing forwards first. And we've got a synopsis.
We have sniper. Is this same like sniper? You men who shoot, you're in us when you're not looking.
Peter, I think so. Because it's statistics.
A synopsis. Derivations from the Greek synoch, which means to have a good look at the horses behind.
Yeah, exactly right. So, look, I want to synopsisise the forward line first, if we can. Let's go through the top six. If you were to have six of the best performing players of the season so far, this would be it. Number one, Brent Boomer-Harvey. 124 this week against Adelaide, priced at 575k. Gentlemen, he's owned by about 11% of Supercoach teams. This time of the season, plenty are looking to upgrade forwards or defenders because that's what's left for some of us. If you haven't got Boomer-Harvey, is he legitimate to bring in at his current price, Portex and synopsis?
Yes, Jock. Averaged 130 over the last three. Has not appreciated too much on his starting price. Robbie Gray, very interesting, Jock. I feel he would just be behind Boomer-Harvey.
93 against Sydney this week.
However, still owned by only 13%, has been the star performer this year, appreciating over $100,000.
Is there any argument against bringing him in? I reckon he's one of the blokes you have to tick off and stuff into your forward line.
I have argument.
Yeah.
He's too bloody expensive.
And he's up there now, isn't he?
Yes, you look for bloody value. That's cheap value.
Right? Now the knock I've gotten him, don't get me wrong, I think he's up there. Over the last 4 weeks, his only big score has been against St Kilda. You know, he's had 107, 109. Big one against St Kilda now, 93. Regardless, I think he's the ant's bloody pants, Robbie Gray.
Agree. You say me danger, Phil.
Yeah, he's been rubbish, but we've all bloody got him, haven't we?
Yes.
Most of us have got him. If you haven't got him now, would you look to bring him in?
No, Jock. Yeah. Still expensive. Has a very high break even of around 180 this week. Mm. If you do not have him, look to bring him in a few weeks.
He's only averaged 87 over his last three, the great danger. Just while we're going through those boys, isn't it significant that all six of the best performing forwards are mid-forward eligibles? Doesn't that say a lot when they're putting them under the synopsis?
This simple. You need midfield time, big bloody point.
Correct.
Boomer, Robbie, Danger, all men play midfield.
Righto, let's go to number four, Lukey Parker. This kept me up last night. The synopsis of Luke Parker and whether he should be bought into every Supercoach team as a tried, true...
You're high on Erazukov, Mr. Jock.
Well, I'm starting to, because with him I've been just, I'd say, flaccid two semi-arrows for most of the season, but I'm starting to look more closely at my forward line, looking at who's that one bloke I need to stuff in. And there is some sort of trouser rigidity happening down there.
Agreed, Jock.
But he only had 60 on the weekend, and I don't know how much to look into that.
I feel, yes, he has a high break even of 130, perhaps wait a week, but Luke Parker appears to be a must-have in your forward line this year.
Only in 15% of teams.
Staggering, Jock.
That staggers me. That staggers me. Just like sometimes when you look at me, Peter, and you hit me with analytics, and
yes, Jock,
there's almost an etherealness about you and the way you talk about fantasy football and Supercoach.
Agreed.
That staggers me just as much. Why aren't more people looking at Lukey Parker? I know he's only, what, he's averaged 82 over his last three, but he's still looking like a very solid prospect. I might look to bring in Lukey Parker this week.
Jock, at the same price as Parker, Dustin Martin.
Yeah.
Owned by many more, 40%. I think he is the fifth ranked forward.
Yeah.
Would you pick Parker before Dustin Martin?
I'd actually go Dustin Martin. Look, I've got Dusty, so he's not right up there on my radar. But looking at Lukey Parker or Dustin Martin, I believe Dustin Martin, given the discipline, if he works on his tank, and if he maybe had a few more of the old IQ points, I reckon he could be one of the footballers of the generation.
Every bloody week, asshole.
Well, he's averaged 106 over his last three.
Yeah, he dominated first half. Second half, useless plick.
What is it? Does he have a can of Coke or something just before he goes out there? Does someone just need to give him one of those new energy drinks at half time? Is it something else he does before the game, you know?
Not sure, Jock.
Oh, no, I've seen some of the boys have the whiz fizz or something before the game. Does he need a bit of whiz fizz?
They named one of the energy drinks after Mother, Jock.
I love to see Dane Zorko the Magnificent enter the top six. So he would be your F6 as the most successful forward, 81 against DWS this week at 450K. At his current price point, would he be someone, Peter, that you'd identify to bring into your forward line, provided you didn't have him?
Definitely, Jock. Definitely. Has a low break even of 40. Will not get him any cheaper. Averaged 107 last three.
Yeah.
In a quarter of all teams. Cheap, Jock. 450. Definite good buy-in for mine.
Agreed, mate. Well, what about those boys who aren't in the top six up in the forward line? Who should we have the radar?
Bloody Franklinson.
Bloody.
He smashed it. 146 against Port. He back, Mr. Jock.
So of all the boys in the first six, if you didn't have, you know, one of those boys, would you go Buddy over someone like a Lukey Parker or a Zorko?
No,
490, Jock. Yeah.
Luke Parker offers consistency, regularity. You can rely on a consistent 100 output, whereas Buddy, being the key forward, will still have ups and downs.
He's a match winner, but he's a bloody ball terror as a fantasy footballer, isn't he?
Ah, welcome.
I feel as if the pace with which we're going about this evening is, it's high tempo, isn't it, Peter? Are you all right, mate? You're looking at me as if you're a little bit discombobulated.
I was waiting for one of your mixed metaphors, Jock.
Righto. Who else have we got? Matty Pavlich is starting to turn it around. We know Fremantle will have a very easy run coming up. Backed out of 98 against Richmond, 460 grand. He's only averaged 92 this season, but the last three sort of averaged just above 100. There's got to be fidelity looking at Matty Pavlich given his run over the next 2 months. Fremantle's run is ridiculous. They play all the shit kickers. Would he be someone that could just hoist it? He's a seventh rank forward, so he's just out of the top six. How serious do we want to be about Matthew Pavlich?
Not for mine, Jock. Long in the tooth, still a champion of the game. Yeah. However, time seems to be wearying Matthew Pavlich. He's a 98 against Richmond, came in a winning team, kicking three goals, one of which was an outstanding slow yet deliberate run down the wing. Looking to be old, and I expect him to be rested, Jock.
Break even at 20, so even if you did decide to roll the dice, not such a bad thing to do.
Okay, you listen me. Time for my segment.
Welcome. Crouching one, hopeful slipper. Wisdom.
Welcome. Crouching one at MCG yesterday. I see many good goal. When Tiger kick big goal, crouching one jump up seat. Yeah, Tiger! White flag. Where the flag?
Heavy top off.
Not this time, Mr. Jock. Then crouching one go sit down for flat on bloody ass. This make me angry.
Jesus, mate.
And then Slipper say me.
Yeah.
You remember Magic Seed?
You remember Magic Seed?
Yes, you know the very smart invention, MCG.
Yeah.
You stand up, chair, go up too.
Right. Oh, the flippy bit.
Yes, you sit down.
Pain in the arse if you got your wallet there because it goes down the back crack. And if you're a bit old, like, yeah, I know what you're doing.
You go sit down without put seat back down, you'll fall on us.
Yeah. You get a corky rod on your bloody cheeks.
And slipper say.
Sometimes you just hit the ground, make a dick of yourself.
Same like your team.
Yeah.
If you and you're up and about.
Yeah.
Everything good. When you fall on us and get donut.
Yeah.
You need to big cover your ass.
When you fall down, when you sit down and the seat's going up and you don't, and your bum hits the top part and you slip, you're saying that's like your team.
Yes. Ah, yes, John.
Yeah.
I forgot my accent. So I say you this.
Keep talking, mate.
You talk all this forward, man.
Yeah.
Crouching one won't know who your bench cover.
Bench cover.
Who your bloody bench cover.
What about Gary Rowan? Thanks for the negative too, Gary, a red-natted shithead.
Negative two. Is that some sort of a record, Jock?
Yeah, I don't know. That bloke can just get stuffed. I've had enough of him. I don't want to see him on a fantasy football pitch again.
Crouching makes a valid point. Yes, we are at that stage of the season where, yes, bench cover is important. We will see teams resting players. Yes, you may be at full primo, but you must ensure you have adequate bench cover.
I'm in a little bit of a pickle with the Ambrose boy from Essendon. I know he's appreciating, but at the same time, he's performing reasonably well, and he's almost, for lack of a decent forward rookie option to go down to him, I'm almost looking just to sit Ambrose up there just to give me that bench cover, boys.
Yes, Jock.
Who had the McGovern boy? Has anyone got the West Coast McGovern boy? 146.
No.
Tin
arse. I am considering Jarman Impey, just keeping him for the said bench cover.
Yeah, it's bloody important moving forward. And when you've got arse clowns like Dane Booms and Stephen Johnson pulling out the last minute, that happens more and more towards the end of the season. You're going to need that cover, aren't we?
Those without forward bench cover, Jock. Yeah. Shane Kirsten, Jock. Shane Kirsten.
Yeah, well, he kicked six in the Magoos for Geelong. There's very big jungle drums are starting to bang, bang, bang that he's going to get a gig this weekend.
I tend to agree, Jock.
And he was one of the boys pre-season. You know, in the early pre-season talk, Shane Kirsten was one of the rookies everyone was looking at. Looks like he's going to get a gig. That's pretty exciting for fantasy footballers. Right, let's go on to the mids. So the top eight ranking midfielders as we stand here today on the synopsis of winter here today. Number one, Gary Ablett. We don't need to talk about Gary, do we? Apart from the fact to say we love the bastard.
No, we don't need to talk about Scott Pendlebury either.
No, although I'm surprised only about 50% have him.
What surprises me, Jock, is the third ranked midfielder.
Yeah, he's a discussion, isn't he?
Josh P. Kennedy, Jock.
Yeah, yeah.
Only in 8% of teams.
This is a point of difference, man.
Yes, Jock.
Are you feeling like is in my waters that he could be the sort of player to give you that point of difference to win you a Supercoach bloody premiership? Or is he too expensive?
His expensive nature will keep him in not many teams. So, yes, you are right. He becomes an excellent point of difference.
Mm.
Outstanding record of games played
and
consistently high averages. I think he has averaged 121 for the year, 114 in his last three. Yes, a significant buy-in prospect, Jock.
Now, Dane Booms at number four is probably irrelevant. Most of us have Dane Booms stuffed in there into our midfields, and Dane Booms, if you're listening, you can get stuffed. Thanks for your late withdrawal, son. What about Joel Selwood? Let's have a look. 35% of us have Joel Selwood in there. 100 today. Stephen Johnson was out, so I'd assume that he got a little bit more attention than he would have if Stephen bloody Johnson had rocked up today. He has to be a valid trading option, doesn't he?
Agree. I like Tom Liblatole, Mr. Jock. Only in 17% team.
Yeah, number six.
Bigger score, one bloody 40 today against Collingwood.
And he started.
This good. This bloody good.
Yeah, I had him from day dot and I was disappointed with his early season form. But if you look back at his form over the last 8 weeks, He's reached ultra premium. If you just look at the last 4 weeks in isolation, he'd be up there with Gary and Scott Pendlebury. So if you don't have Tom Liberatore, look, he's probably outpriced lots of people. You know, he's probably reached that price point now where he's very difficult to attain.
Yes.
Unless you pulled a very interesting move in your rucks. There's opportunities in the rucks, which we'll talk about later.
Yes, high ceiling.
It's high.
Yet for a JPK, for mine, Jock, more consistent. The seventh ranked midfielder, very interesting, Callan Ward, Jock.
Last three games, he's averaged 133, and I think the elite community of fantasy football now needs to sit up and say, we have to take this boy very seriously. In a Greater Western Sydney team starting to perform, he's only in 5% of teams, Callan Ward. He's appreciated 75,000. He's now up around 600 grand. He scored 122 v Brisbane Lions over the weekend. Just seems to keep getting the job done. My assessment, though, is stacking Ward up at that price point against, let's say, a Tom Liberatore, if I didn't have him, or a JPK, I'd probably prefer one of those other boys.
Number eight, Jock. Number eight.
Job
Watson, who has been flicked.
Yeah.
He is injured, he is out, he has been traded. So that eighth position, Jock, M8, crucial to your success as a team.
It is absolutely crucial.
Let's discuss a few M8 candidates, Jock, and I shall introduce the first one via song. Tom Rockliffe.
The Rock Lobster, Tommy Rockliffe, here go.
Expensive now, Jock. Priced at $650, averaged approximately $120 over the last three. A very high break-even, so a potential in a few weeks, Jock.
Could be one if you want to upgrade a forward or defender, then come back to the midfield. Rocky could be there about a month's time.
Yes, Jock.
Who else we got, Peter?
A few cheaper options for mine. Stokes, Jock.
He's been bloody good of late, mate.
$147, $134 of late, priced at $550K.
Highly point of difference as well, isn't he?
Outstanding player. Very few teams have him, Jock.
Port Adelaide boy, but he's only 515K. He's depreciated 10 grand this year. Last two, 147, 119. Break even of 10. We know Port Adelaide are a powerhouse and they're here to stay. Ebert looks like he's turning his form home, and he could be a bloke to take you home to a Supercoach bloody premiership.
Ah, yes. I won't mention Mr. Cheap. Someone cheap. You need to make a bargain buy.
And we have to look for cash this year.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah.
I have Mitch Duncan. Very cheap. $465. Break even 70. He get 130 bloody six.
Big one.
He play bloody good football, Mr. Jock.
What about that too? We've been talking about Ryan Griffin and Dane Swan quite a bit. Again, they're cheap. There's no doubt about that. But again, they haven't performed. They haven't provided some biscuits for us. What do we think about Griffin and Swan?
I put them in the asshole basket with Cochin.
You can't see them coming up. I don't think that they've got the capacity to come up M8.
You're saying.
I still believe in the boys, but geez, I couldn't bring myself to bring him in this current form.
No. This is too much. I watch.
It's becoming very difficult to keep enthusiastic about those boys. If they keep delivering us crap, we can't pump them up.
I wave my slipper at Concoction. He not even get bloody tag. Yeah. Crowley tag Delurio. He ran like asshole. Yeah. Jogging. Sprinting.
Yeah.
Jogging. Chip kick here, chip kick there.
And he's asshole. Not fit. You don't play the blood, asshole. Do you? You're playing. It's not only for the bloody team. It's for fantasy footballers out there.
Agreed, Jock.
What these coaches have to bloody realise is if you're going to put a player on the field and we're going to select him, you want him playing 100 bloody percent. Stephen Johnson, you got a sore back? You got a sore back? Well, piss off. Don't play with our plums all week. Wait for us to select you, then piss out of our team. That just shits me.
Agreed.
I'm rapable. Dane Booms. How long did they know about Dane Booms? Do they realise, as pricks like us here, loving fantasy football, we don't need this, and it's rubbish.
Have a spell, Jock. We have Wayno on the line.
G'day, Wayno. How are you, son?
Fellas, you wouldn't believe the night I had last night, fellas. Oh, I had a bloody
Say me this.
Yeah, you know cousin Ronnie.
Yeah, mate.
His mate Donnie. His cousin's Dane Beams.
Dane Beams.
Ah.
Yeah.
What's his bloody story?
Dane Beams is like, Like we got to meet Dane Beans.
Why wasn't he playing bloody footy?
Footy last night. We said to him, you know, we're going last night. We took him out. We went to. He goes, oh, can you take us out to somewhere special? We said, yeah. We took him to the Sand Belt, and we had a Palmer at the Sand Belt. You know, on South Road there.
Yes, I have been to the over 28s.
Do you know the Sand Belt?
But then we were at the 28th. Pretty crap, and then we went to Chelsea Heights over 28.
Yes, I have been to the over 28s there also, Wayno. Now, are you telling me that you are responsible for the Dane Beams donut in my team?
Don't know about that. He was pretty good at about 4 a.m. He had two or three of those grannies hanging around him, you know.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, Beansy, go on, go on. And he was like,
ah,
you know, go on,
Beansy,
love it, go on. But, yeah, then we didn't see him after that, so who knows what happened to him. So
was Stephen Bloody Johnson there with him as well?
Oh, I didn't see Stevie J, but he might have been out in the car park waiting. I don't know, Uncle Josh.
Stephen Bloody Johnson, if you're listening to this podcast, I know you got a crook back, mate, but you'd want to have a bloody good reason for not fronting up. Plenty bloke. You know how many super coaches bought him in this week? He's one of the most traded in bloody super coaches, and he's done a crap on us.
Yes, Jock, crapped on me. My team is gone. I'm having a terrible year, Jock.
You'll be right, mate. Come on, back up. You know, it's Sunday, especially when it happens on a Sunday. You go down, or just go down for a couple of beers down the Seaford. Can't always look at me phone. Me fingers are too bloody big. I can't always look at it. Oh, Jock, you know, Stephen Johnson's out. Get stuffed. What are you supposed to do about that?
Okay, Wayno, you say me your hot tip.
All right, fellas.
Because it's Wayno's hot tip. It's dynamite. Wayno's hot tip. Oh, you'll get it right. Wayno's hot tip on the Jock Reynolds Show. Wayno's hot tip. I'm ready to explode. Take it away, Angus.
Fellas, you cannot look past my old pal, my old friend. Look, he's in ruck, he's in forward, he's in forward, he's in ruck. Stephen Martin, fellas, from Brisbane, what do you reckon?
Yes, significant, Wayno. Very pertinent, obvious yet important structural move. Are you saying to downgrade to an on-field Stephen Martin? Are you saying bench cover up forward? Do you have the link? Please elaborate.
It depends what you have, I suppose, fellas. It turns, if you got someone crap in the forward line, downgrade him for sure. If you got someone in the ruck that's crap, like I've got Derek's on my bench, I'm not just downgrading right now, or I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but yeah.
I believe you
got to get him in.
He looks legitimate. A big million-dollar bloody question, gentlemen. Can we trust this kid as an R2? This year, people are looking for cash. You could. Let's look at, you know, Sam Jacobs bringing Stephen Martin. Chuck 200 grand in your pocket to upgrade somewhere else.
Jock, Leuenberger should be back sooner than we think.
Well, when's he coming back?
Reports have him only 4 weeks away.
Okay, so when Leuenberger comes back, Stephen Martin, off you go, son.
Yes, Jock, dangerous.
Well, he's got a break even of negative 80. He's about to play his third game. He's only 240 grand. Of course, last two games he's averaged 107. Has to be looked at. Are you saying, Wayno, maybe stuff him in your forward line?
Bloody stuff him anyway. You could stuff him in your bloody underpants drawer for all I care.
Mm.
You just got to bloody get him.
There's a few ruck forwards hanging around the joint, isn't there? Could something be done, a bit of funky skullduggery Higo style on a bit of ruck forward action?
Yes, Jock. I would like to elaborate on this in my segment, if I may.
All right, Higo. I missed it when your segment wasn't around, mate. And it's a great re-addition to the cortex of this show.
Thank you, Jock.
Wayno, it's always a great pleasure to speak to your son. Next time you go out with Dane Bloody Beams or Stephen Bloody Johnson, get him home at a reasonable hour.
Dane Beams is a mad bastard, fellas. When we all woke up in the bed, it was me, him, a dwarf and a donkey. Crazy times.
You better get yourself to bed. You got school tomorrow, mate. Thanks for your call in, as always. I love you, mate.
It's pretty pretty bad when the donkey looks at all of us guys like we're the bad guys. So it was pretty bad. Okay, fellas.
Righto, mate.
Bye, Reynold.
See you, mate.
See you, fellas.
Jock, as discussed with Wayno, I would like to go straight into my segment.
Here goes quantum team mechanics.
Yes, thank you. As discussed earlier, Stefan Martin offers coaches an exciting chance to cover not one, not two, but three lines with the one player, Jock.
Yeah, I'll get you. He's your forward rack. Where are you going with three, he goes?
Okay.
You're off your dial, mate.
Yes, listen. Firstly, Jock.
Hey, you got a bit of chicken in your tooth, mate.
Thank you, Jock.
Yeah.
Firstly, Jock, those that have not created the ruck forward swing need to do so. Stefan Martin, yes. Whether you put him ruck or forward obviously depends upon Thurlow. Those without Thurlow have an option, Jock. And it is a downgrade donut. Open up your three lines of coverage trades, and that is Ben Brown for the Roos, Jock. Ruck forward, 117K. Now, opening up your ruck forward swing.
What if the bloke doesn't play?
We don't want him to play, Jock.
Right.
Opening up a ruck forward swing via Stefan Martin or Fraser Thurlow enables you to use Stefan Martin as bench coverage for ruck, forward, and Jock, and midfield.
Right. Now, but he's only a forward ruck.
Yes, Jock. But
he's not a forward ruck mid, because we'd have to start talking.
No, Jock.
Well, dual position. We'd be talking trawl position.
Yes, Jock.
Treble position players. There's no such thing as a treble position player. I'm just stating a fact to you, son.
Please be quiet, Jock.
But he's only ruck forward.
If, for example, you have a midfielder out, for example, Dane Beams, does not play, you utilise one of your swingers in the forward line, such as Dangerfield, swing him into your midfield using one of your midfield swingers, thus creating a forward line donut, which Stefan Martin could cover.
Right.
If he's in the ruck, you swing him forward,
etc. Yeah.
So Stefan Martin can play a key role for us, minimum, next month.
You're a bloody genius, mate.
Thank you, Jock.
Although he's only forward and ruck, you know that.
Yes, Jock. Those without any mid-forward swings, very late not to have these.
Oh, it's very late not to have them.
And those wanting an interesting left-field cover, Honeychurch offers us that. I expect him to play next week, Jock.
You were just telling me this morning he had a blinder.
Yes, Jock.
And we've been waiting for that bastard all year. How come he hasn't had a bloody game yet?
Mid-forward swing.
Jeez, we need him, mate.
Rookie.
Oh, hell.
I would almost be as bold as select him before playing a single game, just to create those links, Jock.
The only thing about him, I suppose, is Bulldogs have got so many of his type of player, that sort of small midfield slash forward. But once he gets a game, I'm convinced this kid will ensconce himself in the Footscray team. I'd almost talked about Ambrose before. If I saw Honeychurch, one decent game, I'd flick I'd be going Ambrose to Honeychurch, make some liquidity.
Oh,
I just said the word liquidity, Peter. Thank you.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Liquidity.
That's bloody majestic, Peter. Look, we have to quickly get on to defenders here because we're running short of time. Let's go through the top six defenders, shall we, gentlemen?
Cade Simpson-son.
550K. He's only averaged 90 over his last three. Seems to have hit some sort of a wall. Do we scratch him off the list?
No, Jock. Nah. Still valid. David Swallow in 50% of teams, actually.
I'd be staggered if it wasn't more like 80%. Every bastard's got him, haven't they?
Yes, his form seems to be dipping somewhat. Average 92 last three. I wouldn't be going crazy in getting him in. Remember, Jock, we are getting in players hoping their average from here on in makes them a top six. We are not interested in what has transgressed, and I don't think David Swallow will be top six from here on in.
You know, that is a significant statement. You are saying that from now to the end of the season, if we were to do the 1-6 based on between now and the end of the season, David Swallow won't be there.
No, Jock.
That's
of course,
enthralling stuff. That's enthralling, Peter.
Yes, McVay, number 3, will be there.
Lock him in.
Bartel, number 4, will be there.
152 against the Saints, lock him in.
Malcheski, Jock, number 5, will be there.
Now, well, I think Nick Malcheski needs to be talked about because he's only 5% have got him. I reckon there's a crap load of coaches out there thinking about him, and I'd say grab him. 102 this week against Port Adelaide. He's averaged now 121 over his last 3. His price is about the same as it was at the start of the season, but you're getting a hell of a lot more form for bringing in Malcheski now than you were at the beginning of the season. Our mate Pie Man's had him since the start, and he's laughing all the way to the bank.
I think this good trade.
Bring in Malcheski.
Number 6, Sean Borgoyne.
No, he's got that long yellow tooth. I'd be surprised if he finished between now and the end if he'd be top 10. I'm not aroused by him.
Agreed. Agreed.
You see that average is already dropping off. 98 for the season, but only 81 of
late. I say you, man, I have, who may be top 6 here on in.
Who that, man?
Shannon Bloody Hearn. Mm. I have him all year. I rest him when he injured. He only in 2% bloody team.
And he went bloody large on the weekend, didn't he?
Yes, with the retirement of Glass, the changing dynamics of a struggling team, Shannon Hearn at 490, yes, Jock, is a valid trade-in.
Isn't it amazing how just one player leaving a structure can change the whole synopsis of the thing? It does seem like a change of structure. What about Paul Duffield? 102 against your mob, Crouching One. Break even will be about 10. He's now averaged 115 over the last 3 weeks. Do we trust him, or more to the point, do we trust Ross Bloody Lyon?
I think this risk. I think this risk.
Can he finish top 6?
Nah, I not think so, Mr. Jockey. He played different role sometime.
Yeah.
Free or game plan, funny, Mr. Jockey.
It's all over the shop.
They flood, they push, they flood the asshole team.
Yeah, and of course Ross Lyon. Do we have to say any more than that? Ross Bloody Lyon.
No, Jock. Heath Shaw is an interesting one for mine, Jock. 475 gay, 110 against Brisbane. Of course they had a win. Could you be tempted, Jock?
Yes. Definitely. Only in a low percentage of teams. I mean, we know what this bloke can do. We've seen it over many years. Our major concern about him was how much he'd be targeted in a GWS lineup. We've got enough analytics over the last month to suggest that he's surviving. He's given us as much output at GWS at the moment as he did at Collingwood. He's ticked all the boxes I wanted him to tick, so I'm considering him for my defence.
Fascinating, Jock.
Thank you, mate. Righto, it's time for a bit of an announcement for the community. Starting next week, we're going to be releasing an additional, let's call it a sealed section podcast.
Oh, this sounds rude. No, not rude podcast.
No, sealed section. It's a way for the community to support and keep the flap and tarp going. It's going to be for people who are able to chip in a bit to the community. It's going to be like an hour-long podcast once a month where we step up the analytics and synopsis in quite a bit for people that are able to support our fine community.
Yes, Jock, the bungalow is starting to resemble Football Central.
Yeah.
I am analysing in greater detail with an eye on the run home, but also an eye on next year.
Yeah, Wayno's been here with Basil setting this place up. It looks like a bloody nerve centre of some sort of international operation. That's going to begin next week. Right, so look out for that in the website. There'll be further details to come. Peter, thank you, mate, for all your analytics.
Well, thank you, Jock.
Crouching One, for your strategic wisdom and for your general genius, mate, thank you.
Ah, welcome.
Community, have yourselves a wonderful week. I'm Jock Reynolds. Just to finish off the podcast, the Crouching One, our good mate, has scored 2,549 this round. That's 13th overall. He's now up in the top 500. Go, Shun!
Ah, welcome.